Sup? I'm resting and I'm just thinking out loud. Cue music.
We'll be right back. guys. What's up? So today we are going to be reading another chapter of I Am Princess X by Cherry Priest. So let's get right to it. May listened as a guy's voice picked up on the other end of the phone. Patrick Hobbs, IT consultant. How can I be of assistance? His voice said her guess was right, and he was about her age. I need to consult somebody about IT, she added lamely. And what is the nature of your difficulty? He didn't sound crisp and professional, but he sure was trying to sound crisp and professional. May couldn't decide if it was cute or annoying. She shifted the phone in her hand. My computer died. Okay, maybe just the battery. I don't know. But I need it to work again. And I probably need help with another thing too. And the other thing's more important. This may sound weird, but I need to find out who's behind a website. Ah, are you experiencing some kind of harassment or bullying? Because if that's the case, you may want to take your concerns to the authorities. No, it's not like that. What? It's kind of a long story. So, what are your rates for IT consultation, you know? $40 an hour. I have about... She made a guess as to how much of her dad's 20 would be left over after supper and coffee. $6.50. Sorry, Sunshine. Tricks gotta eat. May looked at her phone. Was this guy for real? Did you just call yourself Trick? It's my name, practically. It's only part of your name, dude. She conceded none too gracefully. What are you, in middle school or something? College, he informed her. I doubt that, she said, still annoyed by the sunshine. Well, you're wrong. I am in college, and it's still $40 an hour. Does anyone actually pay you that much, ever? All the time. Yeah, right. Spoken like someone who doesn't have a lot of adult content on her computer. Well, okay, you've got me there, May admitted, but can you help me find out who's behind this website? Maybe, if you've got $40 an hour. What website are we talking about? It's a webcomic called Princess X. He was quiet. She said, hey, did you hear me? It's Princess X, and it's about... He cut her off. It's about a princess with red shoes and a sword. Yeah, I know. But I can tell you right now, free of charge, nobody knows who's behind it. It's one of the greatest mysteries of our time. Well, I know who's behind it. The girl who draws it used to be my best friend, she told him firmly. And I can prove it. Seriously? No, not seriously. But it was too late to take it back now. And she had his interest. So she couldn't back down. Yes, I can prove it. So, are you on board or not? 650, that's all I have. But we can solve one of the greatest mysteries of our time, and that's priceless. Really, you ought to be paying me for this info, if the website's such a puzzle. She felt fired up now. You can be the guy who breaks the story. You can be like that WikiLeaks guy. Or that guy who told the feds where to stick it and hightailed it to China. I don't want to be either of those guys. Those guys are doomed. Then you could be like the white knight in Anonymous. Do you have a mask? No? You might need a mask. You can buy one with $650. You're insane. Oh, come on. Are you going to help or what? He sighed heavily, with great drama. Where are you? He finally asked, like she'd worn him down and he was too tired to tell her no anymore. I'm on the third floor. I can come down, I guess. No, she stopped him there. I'll meet you in the downstairs lobby, by the mailboxes. I'll bring my busted laptop. We can get coffee and talk. The world has already given up on her. They are both alone now. And, after all, she was a perfect match. Or so he thought. He hid her on an island, locked in his house, and every day, he told her about the first princess and how she died. But now, he and the new princess were a family. And if she'd only give him time, she would surely come to love him. Well, guys, that's all we have for now. Since this was such a short chapter, I may or may not upload another episode. I can't promise that I will, so just don't get your hopes up. Okay? Bye! Chapter 7. May listened as a guy's voice picked up on the other end of the phone. Patrick Hobbs, IT consultant. How can I offer... And my mic just fell. Yeah.